You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
Just listening to Eyewitness News a short while ago and the details coming out of the Mwerane Commission that's investigating political killings in KwaZulu-Natal, you think we must be the only country in the world outside of a war zone where you hear such details about killings. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that would, you know, perfectly be, you know, understood in Iraq, in Syria, where there are there have been strifes for many, many years. But you don't understand this kind of stuff in a constitutional democracy. So many people killed. So many people being forced to pay the hitmen in KwaZulu-Natal. So part of what was happening yesterday is that there was an expert, Vanessa Berger, of the Independent Community Activist, who says, listen, the numbers that you've heard about the people that have been killed in KwaZulu-Natal in the political killings are nothing. Actually, you're looking at more than 80 people who have died in a short period of time. And also there was stuff about how people at the Gliblens Hostel are being forced to pay money. There are collections done, people are forced, and they pay money to pay these particular hitmen who go around killing people. In fact, there was a story that we were talking about involving three ANC councillors in Umzimkulu who were shot at last over the weekend, and they included former ANC Youth League Secretary General Cindy Somagaga. And Vanessa Berger said that is directly linked to the ongoing political killings in KwaZulu-Natal. And you think, this is happening in a constitutional democracy, yet I have never heard the President of the Republic of South Africa say a word about it. I have never heard political parties say a word about it. It was the public protector that went and did the investigation. But people who are supposed to be talking about these issues, people who are supposed to be dealing with this issue, are saying absolutely nothing. It's as if it is normal that so many people are killed. So what you get immediately after this, and you get the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal issuing a statement, maybe the IFP issuing a statement, and that's it. It's as if it's happening in a different country, yet it is this country. And the very hitmen can go wherever they want to go, and they can come and cause the same havoc here in Gauteng, and they can cause the same havoc in any part of the country. In fact, the reports yesterday are saying that they have gone as far as Lusikisiki, doing exactly the same thing. It is in South Africa. I just cannot believe it.